What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast, we're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language, ministry in the marketplace. I pray all is well with everyone who is listening to me today. This is your favorite marketing and ministry business coach. It's been on my heart for a little while to actually take the written blogs that are on McCoy Marketing Solution website and audio record them for you all for the podcast. And so I'm going to begin with a treat for you guys. And the one that I'm beginning with today, it's called And Suddenly a Miracle. This was actually written in October of 2020. And just to share a little bit of my testimony is that you all know that the pandemic began in 2020 for us. And a lot of people had to begin rebranding and developing in their business. And this is the first year that I actually began combining business and faith. And I started with writing inspiring blogs, connecting biblical principles to business concepts on my website, McCoy Marketing Solutions. And then the blogs turned into an audio blog of what you're listening today called What's Your Ministry Podcast. So let's dive deep in, guys. And suddenly, a miracle. Acts 2 and 2. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's the inspired scripture for this piece. And suddenly, a miracle manifests. A miracle is an extraordinary event or divine fulfillment of spiritual law. The manifestation of miracles is perceived through our senses, normally from the sense of sight. But did you know miracles manifest through all our senses? This can seem hard to believe. Mental visualization produces physical manifestation of miracles. Whatever you paint a picture of in your mind, end results will produce evidence in your life. Miracles are produced from great expectations. What mental images are you creating to produce your miracles? There are many miracles throughout the Bible. Abraham was instructed to sacrifice his son. He envisioned a miracle. God raised his son from the dead. Many people think miracles are only for biblical times. Well, guess what? Miracles still exist today. This blog is about anticipating a move of God through our senses. In addition to sight, you can hear, smell, taste, and even touch a miracle. Pausing for ministry moments. The miracle of rain. This is found in 1 Kings 17 and 1, also 18. 43 through 44. First, Prophet Elijah makes an announcement. No rain for a few years. Second, after time passed, Elijah tells King Ahab to eat and drink because of what he heard. Second, after time passed, Elijah tells King Ahab to eat and drink because of what he heard. And third, Elijah instructs his servant to look for rain. Elijah's servant gave the final seventh report. he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. This small cloud immediately produced hope and gave assurance. Rain was on the way. The moral of this story is that God used Elijah to manifest a miracle. Men normally can't speak to rain, telling it to stop, and it obeys. God inadvertently, to fulfill his divine will here on earth.
Are you looking for a coach who understands that you're building a business to serve a purpose and make an impact on people's lives? Perhaps your business needs a chief brand evangelist to positively represent your products and services in today's marketplace. If you've answered yes, it's no coincidence you have come to the right place. More like a divine connection. McCoy Marketing Solutions is more than a traditional marketing firm. We advocate for your business with integrated marketing concepts, connecting biblical principles to business concepts, and directly target your market with The Real McCoy. This is done by providing digital marketing solutions through marketing consultations, brand management, event marketing planning, and social media marketing planning as well. Click the link in the show notes to join McCoy Solutions University, Kingdompreneur Community. Then introduce yourself with a free 30-minute discovery phone call today. Now back to the show.
More insight on the miracle of rain. Can you imagine the potential doubt in the servant's heart? Returning to Elijah multiple times without a favorable response. I'm using my sanctified imagination to say that Elijah was believing in and suddenly miracle. Can you see it, guys? Walk with me, audience. Elijah respond like the miracle already manifest, because it actually did spiritually. Elijah sent his servant multiple times, waiting on the manifestation, the natural physical representation of what he knew God said. Elijah took God at his word. Now, let me ask you a question. Will you take God at his word based on what he tells you to do? God is speaking to you. God is speaking to me about miracles. It begins with a tiny, tiny seed of faith. That's all you need, guys, to produce this miracle. I want to give you guys a homework exercise assignment. Imagine this. Take a piece of paper. On one side, write reality. That's the manifestation of what you see right now. Versus on the other side, write what God said. So your paper is going to look like reality on the left side versus what God said on the right side. And let me give you a few examples. The left side, reality. Man can't control the weather. Right side, what God said. Elijah spoke, the rain stopped. Left side, no rain. Right side, Elijah heard a sound of abundance of rain. Left side, 6 reports of no rain. Right side, 7th report of rain cloud appeared. It's what God said. Now you do it. On the left side, fill in the blank and share your reality. On the right side, then write down what God said. And you continue to pray over this exercise until the left side aligns with the right side. Let's continue moving in this blog. Have you ever anticipated a move from God? Are you trying to predict your future patterns based on prior performance? Have you ever waited to see a manifestation of God's spoken word? Hindsight revealed he answered your prayers in a different way. God's word does not change. And Jesus Christ is the same today in 2024 as he was upon yesterday in October of 2020 when this blog post was originally written, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. Don't always expect God to move in the exact same format. Now, guys, let me take a moment to pray over life. So, God, I lift up prayers and blessings over every business owner, entrepreneur, student, or perhaps a life learner listening to this blog. I pray that right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever their situation is for their life that's needing to produce the manifestation.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.